Hello, my Level Up lovelies, and welcome to Season 2 of the Level Up Mindset podcast. It's a new year, so of course, it's a new season. I can't believe I've been doing this for a year now. It's gone in really quickly. Does anyone else think it's gone in really quickly this year? Really has. Plus, we lost that year to COVID. Thanks so much. Anyways, in today's episode, I'm actually taking a leaf out of my own book. A page out of my own book, 100 Days of Positivity, Hope and Growth. And I was inspired to do this after my friend commented on what I'd posted on my Instagram. So sometimes I'll post pages of my book and like little captions underneath it. And I posted this particular page, which she said really resonated with her and she really enjoyed reading it. So I thought I would share it with my listeners, just so that you can get the benefits of it too. So I'm going to do a little bit of reading now. Here goes. I'm going to take a big deep breath. Needs over wants. That's the title. Isn't it ironic? No one wants to go to work, but they do. So many people want to go to the gym and lose weight, yet they don't. You would think that doing something you want to do requires less effort than doing something you need to do. But it's actually the very opposite. When you do something you want to do, you have a choice. You can do it and get the benefits and enjoyment out of it, or you can choose not to do it and nothing much will change. But when you need to do something, the consequences of not doing it are much greater. Take your car as an example. Everyone loves a clean car, but not everyone has a clean car. You want to clean your car because it looks nice, it's more comfortable to sit in, and it smells good. Overall, it feels nicer to drive in a clean car. This want, whilst can bring you a better feeling, doesn't have a detrimental outcome if you don't clean it. The motivation for some people isn't great enough to make them do it. Therefore, it doesn't get done. Now, you need fuel for your car. It's a necessity. Filling up your car won't make it look nice or smell nice, unless you like the smell of petrol, or feel more comfortable to sit in. Yeah, I would put money on a bet that when your car needs fuel, you will make time, money to fill it up. Because if you don't, your car may break down, which could make you late for work, which wouldn't look good to your boss and cost you more money to resolve in the long run. These consequences are far greater. Therefore, the motivation to do them is higher. My point is, if you can turn your wants into needs, you drastically increase your motivation and you have a far greater chance of achieving your goals, because to not achieve them yields far greater consequences. So when you figure out what it is you want in life, turn it into a need, a must, a literally will stop at nothing to achieve this because I have to. And you will drastically increase your chance of getting to your goals, because the effect of not achieving them is too big a risk to your happiness. For anyone who wants to read my book, that was page 95 of 100 Days of Positivity, Hope and Growth. So I know you can't answer me back, but what are your thoughts? When I reread that, I'd forgotten about that part of the book for a while. And when I reread it, it was like something clicked in me. And I realised that I had been applying this method of making my wants into needs for the last year, which is why I was able to achieve the things that I have. I've posted consistently on my podcast every single week for the last year and a bit. And the only way I've been able to do that is because it's become something that I have to do. I do not like to miss a week. And I don't allow myself to. It is not an option when it comes to the Level Up Mindset podcast. Every week I make sure that I have one episode to post at least. Or I'll have a few backlogged, but I don't ever want to miss it because there's something that I've created within my brain that tells me that I need to keep doing this. And because it is so strong in there now, this has become a habit for me. And it's just become something that I do. So if you are trying to incorporate something new into your life that you haven't ever done before and you want to stick at it, then the way to do it is to turn it into something that you need to do. And not in a way that puts a lot of pressure on you and then makes you want to not do anything at all for fear of the work that's involved. I don't mean like that. I just mean that if you can make the thing that you want into something that you need to have in your life, then you will do what it takes to get there. the only reason we give up is because we lose motivation, and the price that we need to pay or the sacrifice in that very moment for that long-term goal, we either forget about or we don't think is big enough or important enough. What I mean by that is that whatever your goal is in the future, if you keep focusing on that goal and on why you want it, the bigger picture, if you can do that and make that thing something that you need to have in your life, then it will keep you more motivated and keep you more consistent along the way. It's very hard to keep doing something when there's no incentive to do it. A very common one is people always like to keep fit at New Year and lose weight. And for the first month, it is usually pretty good. You know, I've been at the gyms in January and they're always jam-packed. But without doubt, by the time February comes along, the gyms are half as full. And it's because most people give up. And the reason for it is, I think this is very common when it comes to weight loss, is that you don't ever really see big changes and big results in the first month. I say it takes at least three. That's just from personal experience. I'm not a PT or a physician or anything, so that is not not like sound advice, but it's just what I've noticed from whenever I'm trying to eat healthy and lose weight. So the reason why people give up is because after that month of hard work and determination and consistency, they don't really lose much. They don't really get the result they expected. They may feel a bit better, but it feels like all the work they've put in hasn't really got them anywhere. And then the sort of incentive to keep going drops off. It falters, it starts to fade, and it becomes harder and harder to get motivated because we are results driven people. You know, there's people don't do things constantly without results, or they won't keep doing it if they're not going to get any gain from it. And that's what tends to happen whenever you don't make your goal into something you need to do. Because when you need to do it, you don't give up, no matter what. You keep going and keep going and you find other ways. Whereas if it's something that you want, but you don't need to have in your life, if you do all the work for a while and nothing comes of it, you can change your mind and no longer want it. You can be like, ah, this is too much work for me. I don't want it that much. You don't need to have it in your life, so you won't do it. So if you have something that you've said this year that you would like to do, or that you would like to have, find a way to change that into something you need to have and you need to do, because you will find that you get way more motivation to do it. And when you do that and you stay consistent for long enough, you eventually get there. There are so many people that are making the same resolutions every single year because they end up giving up before they get anywhere. And then the new year comes around again and they need to start it all over again. And take it from me, because I used to be one of these people, it's not a fun feeling. It is so much nicer to set a bunch of goals for the year and then at the end of the year, see how far you've come and then set a new bunch of goals for the following year. If you want to be one of those people, turn your wants into your needs, into I will stop at nothing to get this because this is something that I need to have in my life. And there is nothing that I would settle for other than that thing. If you can do that, guaranteed, your process is going to be much easier. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this did help. I'll leave the link to all my self-development books down below if you want to check them out. And I will see you in next week's episode. Take care, guys.